In the summer of 1938, he was asking himself if he was prepared to risk war with Britain, France, maybe even the Soviet Union as well, all over the question of Czechoslovakia. Almost every day, Hitler would take an afternoon walk down the slopes of the Obersalzberg and then be driven back to his house, the Burghof. And almost every day, the tension grew greater and greater. Hitler said openly in the 1930s that he wanted to gain back for Germany the land lost as a result of defeat in the First World War, and gather all ethnic Germans under his rule. And the border region of Czechoslovakia, the Sudetenland, contains several million ethnic Germans. But in reality, as he'd written in his book Mein Kampf back in 1924, his ambitions were much greater. He wanted to gain a huge new empire for Germany in the west of the Soviet Union. But he knew that whilst millions of Germans wanted to get back the land they'd lost, they didn't want to fight a massive war of conquest. And as a charismatic leader, he wanted the majority to support him. So he hid his grand ambitions behind the smokescreen of simply saying he wanted to right the wrongs of the territorial settlement at the end of the First World War.